Chapter 14. And the Lord said to Moses, This is the law of the leper: on the day when he is made clean, he is to be taken to the priest, and the priest is to go outside the tent circle, and if, after looking, the priest sees that the mark of the disease has gone from him, then the priest is to give orders to take, for him who is to be made clean, two living clean birds and some cedar wood and red thread and hyssop. And the priest will give orders for one of the birds to be put to death in a vessel made of earth, overflowing water, and he will take the living bird and the wood and the red thread and the hyssop and put them in the blood of the bird which was put to death overflowing water. And shaking it seven times over the man who is to be made clean, he will say that he is clean and will let the living bird go free into the open country. And he who is to be made clean will have his clothing washed and his hair cut and have a bath, and he will be clean. And after that he will come back to the tent circle, but he is to keep outside his tent for 7 days, and on the seventh day he is to have all the hair cut off his head and his chin and over his eyes, all his hair is to be cut off, and he will have his clothing washed and his body bathed in water and he will be clean. And on the eighth day let him take 2 male lambs, without any marks on them, and 1 female lamb of the first year, without a mark, and 3/10 parts of an ephah of the best meal, mixed with oil, and 1 log of oil. And the priest who is making him clean will put the man who is being made clean, together with these things, before the door of the tent of meeting, and the priest is to take 1 of the male lambs and give it as an offering for wrongdoing, and the log of oil, waving them for a wave offering before the Lord, and he is to put the male lamb to death in the place where they put to death the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the holy place, for as the sin offering is the property of the priest, so is the offering for wrongdoing, it is most holy. And let the priest take some of the blood of the offering for wrongdoing and put it on the point of the right ear of him who is to be made clean, and on the thumb of his right hand and on the great toe of his right foot, and take some of the oil and put it in the hollow of his left hand, and let the priest put his right finger in the oil which is in his left hand, shaking it out with his finger 7 times before the Lord, and of the rest of the oil which is in his hand, the priest will put some on the point of the right ear of the man who is to be made clean, and on the thumb of his right hand and on the great toe of his right foot, over the blood of the offering for wrongdoing, and the rest of the oil in the priest's hand he will put on the head of him who is to be made clean, and so the priest will make him free from sin before the Lord. And the priest will give the sin offering, and take away the sin of him who is to be made clean from his unclean condition, and after that he will put the burnt offering to death. And the priest is to have the burnt offering and the meal offering burned on the altar, and the priest will take away his sin and he will be clean. And if he is poor and not able to get so much, then he may take 1 male lamb as an offering for wrongdoing, to be waved to take away his sin, and 1/10 part of an ephah of the best meal mixed with oil for a meal offering, and 1 log of oil, and 2 doves or 2 young pigeons, such as he is able to get, and 1 will be for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and on the eighth day he will take them to the priest, to the door of the tent of meeting before the Lord, so that he may be made clean. And the priest will take the lamb of the offering for wrongdoing and the oil, waving them for a wave offering before the Lord, and he will put to death the lamb of the offering for wrongdoing, and the priest will take some of the blood of the offering for wrongdoing and put it on the point of the right ear of him who is to be made clean, and on the thumb of his right hand and on the great toe of his right foot, and the priest will put out some of the oil in the hollow of his left hand, shaking out drops of oil with his right finger before the Lord 7 times, and the priest will put some of the oil which is in his hand on the point of the ear of the man who is to be made clean and on the thumb of his right hand and on the great toe of his right foot, on the place where the blood of the offering for wrongdoing was put, and the rest of the oil which is in the priest's hand he will put on the head of him who is to be made clean, to take away his sin before the Lord, and he will make an offering of 1 of the doves or the young pigeons, such as he is able to get, and of these, he will give 1 for a sin offering and 1 for a burnt offering, with the meal offering, and the priest will take away the sin of him who is to be made clean before the Lord. This is the law for the man who has the disease of the leper on him, and who is not able to get that which is necessary for making himself clean. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, When you have come into the land of Canaan which I will give you for your heritage, if I put the leper's disease on a house in the land of your heritage, Then let the owner of the house come and say to the priest, it seems to me that there is a sort of leper's disease in the house. And the priest will give orders for everything to be taken out of the house, before he goes in to see the disease, so that the things in the house may not become unclean. And then the priest is to go in to see the house, and if he sees that the walls of the house are marked with hollows of green and red, and if it seems to go deeper than the face of the wall, then the priest will go out of the door of the house, and keep the house shut up for 7 days. And the priest is to come again on the 7th day and have a look and see if the marks on the walls of the house are increased in size. Then the priest will give orders to them to take out the stones in which the disease is seen, and put them out into an unclean place outside the town, and he will have the house rubbed all over inside, and the paste which is rubbed off will be put out into an unclean place outside the town, and they will take other stones and put them in place of those stones, and he will take other paste and put it on the walls of the house. And if the disease comes out again in the house after he has taken out the stones and after the walls have been rubbed and the new paste put on, then the priest will come and see it. And if the disease in the house is increased in size, it is the leper's disease working out in the house, it is unclean. And the house will have to be pulled down, the stones of it and the wood and the paste, and everything is to be taken out to an unclean place outside the town. And, in addition, anyone who goes into the house at any time, while it is shut up, will be unclean till evening. And anyone who has been sleeping in the house will have to have his clothing washed, and anyone who takes food in that house will have to have his clothing washed. And if the priest comes in, and sees that the disease is not increased after the new paste has been put on the house, then the priest will say that the house is clean, because the disease is gone. And in order to make the house clean, let him take 2 birds and cedar wood and red thread and hyssop, and put one of the birds to death in a vessel of earth overflowing water, and take the cedar wood and the hyssop and the red thread and the living bird and put them in the blood of the dead bird and in the flowing water, shaking it over the house 7 times. And he will make the house clean with the blood of the bird and the flowing water and with the living bird and with the cedar wood and the hyssop and the red thread. But he will let the living bird go out of the town into the open country, so he will take away sin from the house and it will be clean. This is the law for all signs of the leper's disease and for skin diseases, and for signs of disease in clothing, or in a house, and for a growth or a bad place or a bright mark on the skin, to make clear when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law about the disease of the leper.